Welcome to the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast, helping one student at a time. Visit npteff.com to enroll today so you can pass tomorrow. Thank you for joining us here on the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Emily. Today, we will be discussing what the withheld status of your examination means and what to do if this occurs for you. So, if you recently have taken an NPTE, hopefully you saw passed pop up on your screen. However, there are times when you may go into your FSBPT homepage and see score withheld. Now, when you see the unknowing, this can produce anxiety and stress automatically, which is very understandable. But don't allow this to lead for you to break down and second guess yourselves. The Federation of State Board of Physical Therapy, or FSBPT, takes into copyright accounts very seriously. And as you know, from the signatures that you provide in order to sit for this examination, and also all that NPTE security agreement and clearance you have to go through, seeing score withheld does not mean that they are accusing you of cheating or being involved in a scandal. I want to really make note of that. Do not automatically assume that they are assuming these things. All it means is that it's something you need to wait a little bit longer to gather your results for.
There are times that when seeing score withheld can mean that you had a large score increase from a previous attempt. This score increase leads to them to question and wonder the hows and whys. Another thing that could take place is that there are inconsistencies within your answers. In the NPTE, being a standardized exam, they are going to retest topics at multiple different times during different sections. So if your answers vary or suggest a reduced range of studying, they may look into that a little bit more in detail to find out why.
Now, if a student has registration data and Prometric Center data that does not match, this can also trigger your scores to be withheld. This is why it is so important to make sure that the information you provide on the FSBPT application and the information you provide while physically at the Prometric Center are matching. Now, you want to take your time when you're registering and when you're signing into the Prometric Center to help prevent this. When we are rushing, this can lead to mistakes. Now, another trigger can be that the Prometric Center itself has had an incident that requires investigation. This incident can be someone accessing a phone or study material during a break. Another trigger would be if a student goes into the NPTE without studying and scores very low on the examination to the point of guessing their way through the exam.
Now, the waiting period between receiving the withheld status and the release of that actual score can be very tedious. It is a very long wait, and it is very tough. You will have to be mentally strong in order to make it through. So, a great way to make it through is to just keep busy. Do not anticipate disaster. Usually the result will be revealed to the student who has been withheld roughly within a week span after the scheduled score release.
Now, there are also several reasons why the release of your results can be delayed. The release may be delayed if there are higher volumes of that testing date, and it can also be delayed if there was a delay in your response to the survey that they have you complete. Now, once again, this is why it's so important to respond to that FSBPT website within a timely and accurate manner. So it's okay to take a breath, then answer the survey to your best of your ability, and be honest. They are not looking for you to say a certain thing. They really just want to hear your feedback. So again, the more timely you are with your responses and the quicker you complete those things, this can help prevent any delay in your results being released.
You can always avoid receiving that withheld status by sitting when you are ready. As Emily just made note about, maybe sitting too early is not the right thing to do. So sit only when you're ready to take this examination. Don't just sit for the NPTE just to give it a try without any studying. In addition to that, stay true to the NPTE security agreement and do not go against that. Whether it is sharing information, recollection of a previous question, do not do it. Of course, as always, if you need any help with any questions about being withheld, please reach out to anyone on NPTE Final Frontier at any time.
Now, one last thing we do want to note to you all is that we understand the withheld status can be stressful and anxious if you do make that appear. One thing we do want to note, though, is remember, there are some ways that you may be able to help prevent this or help prevent a delay in your results being obtained, but it does not necessarily mean that you did anything wrong. So just do the best to your ability to complete these things timely, but again, it does not mean you did anything wrong.
Now that you heard us speak about that withheld status, here's a quote from Muhammad Ali. Don't count the days, make the days count. During this period of time, study hard, remain all in, focus on your studies, focus on your dreams, and do not stop until you get them. You are powerful. You are strong. You are a Final Frontier warrior. You will pass.
Thank you very much for listening. For more information on the NPTE Final Frontier, please visit npteff.com. You can also check out all of our social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Till next time, have a great day and a powerful tomorrow.